and play some music that I find interesting, which is mostly from female artists, because let's promote them. And for today, the first artist that I stumbled upon is Gabriella, and she is a Canadian musician and songwriter based in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And the music is called Shout Out on her album called Shout. Yeah, and maybe a couple of other songs, but we'll see how it goes, and we'll talk more about some of the interesting things that I found this week. And yeah, let's connect to music first.
I felt a crossfire landing on top of my skin. A cold breath for this slow death. People shouting, people moan. We got evil running from our angry blows, and we know. Yeah, we know. I think I'm watching a tide of individual shift, a full rush of indivisible lift.
Wait, wait, wait for me, wait. If the poet starts to pull his punches, and the boxer lets her lyrics soar, oh, what starts beyond their parts? Can a faker keep on changing faces? Can a maker craft an open door? Cannot find his mark. Oh, what starts beyond these hearts? These players are disjointed. These humans do not suit their parts. These warriors at cross currents. We can see. About these new age faces, making aging places new. All these new age faces, they open doors for something.
You were listening to New Age Faces on the album called Shout by the artist who is a Canadian artist, Gabriella. And I was thinking while I was listening to this music that there is so much more that I need to learn about this music world because I just listen to a certain type of music, which I think is kind of interesting. But I think I should also experiment with other sorts of music. And I really, really enjoyed these tunes. Soft and subtle and even like strong from within. I just loved all of these tunes specifically. But yeah, for today, so I was gonna talk a little bit about what does even discourse mean. And for someone, if you're tuning in for the first time, you might wonder why am I going to talk about discourse. Well, it's because some of my research actually, I'm an undergrad, but still I do research. So yeah, I mean, take whatever I say as just first step for your understanding about the research world. I am not an expert, but I am starting to look on that path, and I want to tread that path. So discourse analysis, or like talking about discourse regarding anything, includes understanding how the use of language is done to communicate in speech, in writing, so like audio, visual, and written material. So how is the language spoken around a particular thing, issue, event? How do we even say what we say, essentially, is discourse. And when I say my research involves talking about climate change discourse and the discussions around it, I think I imply or intend to imply that discussions around climate change, or how people communicate amongst each other and as a whole with not only their closer circle, but also when they are engaging in social conversations. So how do they even talk about climate change? Are they talking about it as something that is a reality that is happening right now, or something that is beyond our control, or something that is under government's control, something that we can't handle on ourselves? So are we individualizing that problem? Are we making it a collective problem? So however we choose to understand the issue is the way we understand how we need to solve it. So for example, if we say or understand that, okay, climate change is a real problem which is happening right now, and there is something that we as individuals need to change in ourselves or how we conduct ourselves, it means that we are understanding our positionality as an individual. And perhaps sometimes we also connect that individual actions to our collective or communal understanding. So for example, do we understand climate change as happening as human impact on nature, or are we just seeing it as a us versus them? So like nature is against us, or like rhetoric around how do we even understand what is happening and how we talk about it essentially is discourse. And I took the example of climate change because that's that's my interest. And yeah, if you're like my friend or something, I know you're tired of hearing me talk about climate change, but I think it's super important, first of all, and it is something that we need to and we should be talking about. But also because it's so interesting, as we, at least in my generation, I can say that we have been hyper aware of this crisis, of this issue in our social circles, and also in our studies, and even in our engagements with other social groups and our existence, essentially. We have been existing through this climate crisis. So I think that's also the part of the reason why we are so aware about this and we are willing to take action. Maybe it's in terms of doing individual part, or even if it means that we need to take collective steps. And I think I have an idea to talk about in my next radio show, and I'll have a guest who is one of my good friends, and I found them in one of my classes, so I know they have interesting things to say and talk about as well on this issue. But I think it's important to nuance the terms that we just use sometimes. Like the last time I was on radio on Tuesday, I was using this term called precarity. And when I went home, I was like thinking, did I contextualize the term enough for people who are encountering that for the first time to understand what it even means to live through precarity and work in a precarious environment? So I think, yeah, it's an ongoing work, and I am no expert in any sense. And yeah, I think it's a learning journey. And when I talk to you guys through the radio, I am essentially increasing my understanding, because I am kind of a person who understands when they talk about certain thing. So I get more clarity about something when I talk about it. So I'm so thankful for you guys as listeners who are tuning in to the radio to hear me talk about some of the things that I think are important to me, and also improve the general understanding, not of only my end, but also to what is happening around us. I think next is something very important as well to my research, which is how we understand our own identities as a researcher and how we understand our own positionality when we do research. And positionality is such an important thing, even if you are writing any sort of piece. So you don't have to be a researcher to think about positionality. Even in the field of journalism or freelance writing, I think reflecting on one's positionality is so important to understand the power dynamics, the privileges, the biases that one might bring when engaging in communication that is happening to the public and through the public. So yeah, I think I'll just delve a little bit into that. And since I'm taking an intersession class and two full classes and working and volunteering, I think I might not have too much to say today. So we'll play more music than normal, but I promise I'll have some good material when I come on open mic next week, because I'll have submitted my final paper for the intersession course that I'm taking. And yes, I will have much more to talk and say and discuss. And I think and I hope it will not be too warm, because the wildfire smokes that some of you might have felt maybe yesterday here in BC, or if you have family or friends living in Quebec or Toronto, there have been so many issues with air quality because of the wildfires. See? Climate change again. So I think that's why it's so important to me to talk about those things. But yeah, I think it's so important to also nuance and understand how it affects people differently. So I think I'll have some more material to talk about, because I will be writing my sort of like my final paper on this, and also working through perhaps a little less extreme summer when I'm here next week, so my brain will be more functional than today. But let's listen to the song The Butterflies. I think I might have played it before, but it's on the album from 2019 by the artist Kixi, and the album's name is All My Friends. So I'll play Butterflies and then one more song from her album. So The Butterflies coming up.
Summertime. into a butterfly, and then I like took care of the butterfly for a while, and then once it like became strong enough to fly, I set it free. We'll be right back.
so I can share with everybody else. If there's a hole in your heart, then I really need to know. It's the reason I wanna scream, you should let it show. We can roll right back to the place that we used to go.